Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Dawn, welcome to the Organized 365 podcast.
Thanks, Lisa. I'm nervous.
I am so excited to be having you on the podcast. You know, I don't do a lot of interviews, and now you're seeing with my technology why I don't. I can't figure out how to hit record.
Well, I'm sitting in my car because I can't find a quiet spot with four kids and a husband and everything else. I can't even go to my office because there's people there.
Yeah. We are definitely going to get into all of that and more. But first, I want to know how you found me. And now you've made me nervous because you said, oh, wait till you hear my story. I'm like, uh-oh, what did I do?
I love it. So I think I bought every single organizing book. And once I got my internet, you know, after college, because you had to go to the computer lab and, you know, check in and print and use your floppy disk and everything. Once I had access to the internet after I got married and had computers, it was like, I was always trying to find cleaning. Like, how can I keep my house clean? Because I couldn't do it. And so I somehow stumbled upon you from, it was a bowl full of lemons. And she had a cleaning, one of those, you know, where you purchase the bundle and you had your 10 steps to organize paper in there. So that was August of 2014.
Wow.
And I'm pretty sure I still have that printout somewhere in one of my storage bins that I haven't gone through yet. Because.
So, oh my goodness.
Yeah. And I know from there, I know I went and I looked at your website and I found your Sunday basket. And because I think I've heard the Sunday basket at least, oh my gosh, probably four or five times before I finally jumped in a year ago now, August of 2016, that I really jumped in and I bought the actual, you know, did the Sunday basket kit thingy, you know, your book, your ebook, and oh my gosh. When I jump into something, I go in head first and then I stop and I look and I see if I should have dived in or not. So yeah.
Well, hopefully you enjoy swimming in the Organized 365 pool.
I do. I've actually thrown, or I shouldn't say thrown, but I kind of have thrown every other organizing book out and I have nothing. I mean, I had everything. I had bins of them. And now I just have your stuff because it's true. I know you've said it before too, but you talk about how if you're working with one person, stick with that person because otherwise you're just going to get confused and it's not going to work. And it's true because once I found, and I think a lot of it was God was just like, okay, Dawn, you're ready now and you're going to do this. And for some reason, your stuff has clicked. It's not that it's perfect. It's not that it's the only thing that works because we're all different. But for me, it is amazing how well the Sunday basket, the 100-day, you know, home organization challenge or whatever you're calling it now. I still call it a challenge.
Yes, you've been through all the iterations. So we may have jumbled words in here. Yeah, some people said, well, I can't do a challenge. It's too intimidating. So now it's the 100-day program. So I do try to listen from feedback. But if you listen to all the podcasts from the beginning, as a lot of you do, you're like, well, it was 40 days and now it's a challenge and now it's a program. It's all the same thing, people. We're just changing the names. Not to protect the innocent, maybe just to confuse you. I don't know. So Dawn, you're stuck in your car.
I am.
You have four children. I'm going to tell a story later about goats. You said you had an office. So I want to know, what phase of life are you in and what does a typical weekday look like for you?
So I'm obviously in the survival phase. I have four kids. Amber is 15 and she turns 16 in a month. And there is actually a Taurus, four Taurus sitting in our garage waiting for her to take her test that she paid for half of. So I'm like super proud of her. But so I have Amber's 15, Brandon's 13, Jacob is 9 and Ruthie is 6. I know. I have to think it's like, and I can't, I have to go through them all. Okay. This. And it's, yeah. And then my husband and I have been married. It'll be 18 years next week. And we have our own, we have an electrical contracting business. So, and we've been running that for 13 years now. 14 years. And so when we first started, I did all the bookwork and everything for that. And then once we had the fourth kid, is like, okay, I can't do this anymore. So we hired somebody, and now I just kind of pop in and out when I want, but that's got to change too, which Lisa's been helping me with. That's towards the end of the journey. But yeah, so I'm in the survival because so during the summertime, I like to just not go places and do things because during the school year, I drive my kids to school. So I am dropping off. Last year, I dropped off at 4 different schools, and I was in my car 3.5 hours a day. So we live 20 minutes out of town, and it's ridiculous. I'm like, really? You know, why can't – this is why people with 4 or more children really homeschool. It's crazy.
Okay, so you mentioned that there's a business that you pop in and out of, yes, which you and I have discussed. Mm-hmm. It's going to be less popping yes, around. It's and be, you yeah. have 4 kids that you drive yep. all the time. Mm-hmm. And then you have a house, obviously.
Yes.
What else fills your day?
My goats.
Okay, so I'm so naive, you guys. You know I'm so naive. So Dawn's like, okay, so I'm going to tell you when I met you, Dawn. So I had seen you in the Facebook group and you're in the 100-day program. I knew your name. Like if you're in the 100-day yep. program, I know your name. And if you right. comment a lot on the Facebook group, I know that you comment. Especially if you guys want me to remember you, use emojis. So Ellen does 3 smiley faces all the time, but just the, you know, the colon with the little the smiley faces yeah. I do on a computer keyboard. Dawn does the real little yellow smiley faces. And so whenever Dawn comments, there's always a real little yellow smiley face. So I knew who she was faster because she always uses the same emoji. I'm very visual, people. So she's in the 100-day program. I know her name. And she joins the virtual organizing thing. Awesome. Mm-hmm. She says she has 4 children. Now, right there, I have 2 children. So if you have more than 2 children, I don't know. I just bow down and I'm like, well, hopefully we can get these people dressed because they have so many kids. You have to chase yes. the kids. This is what I'm thinking. So I'm like, okay, she has 4 children. We have to help her get her house organized. And then she comes to the first virtual organizing call and she says, or in her intake form, she says she has goats. Now, this is how literal I am. She said she has goats, right? So a couple weeks into the virtual organizing, which we're going to talk about here, she sells one of them. I'm like, awesome. We're down to 1 goat. If we can get rid of 1 more goat, then it's going to be a lot easier because she already has 4 kids. At this point, I don't even know she owns an electrical business. I didn't know she had any employment whatsoever. I thought we were just trying to survive these 4 kids. Something happened to that goat or something. And then you said something about goats. And I was like, wait, how many goats are there? And you said something like 35. And I about fell on the floor. I was like, well, we're done. Like, if you've got 35 goats, I just can't even help you get organized. Like, I don't even know what to do. And then I found out you own a business.
Yes. Like,
and here, mm-hmm. the reason I share this is because, number one, this is actually me, you guys. This is totally me. But number two, this is everyone listening. We yeah. all have such awesome, full, dynamic lives. And it is way beyond getting ourselves dressed in the morning and feeding the other humans that live in our houses. We have passions. Dawn is passionate about these goats. I have no mm-hmm. idea why. They are cute, though. She sends me pictures. And and she owns like a huge thriving business that she wasn't able to get to. And now she's able to get back to. And so yeah. the whole point of all this organizing stuff is to be able to live out your passions and pursue a career if you want to. So we're going to get into that, but I just thought it was
right.
hilarious as I find you guys online and I read what you're saying and I build these little pictures in my image, but you know, we tend to, for ourselves and for other people, be like, I am a homeowner. I am a wife. I am a mom. And that these are individual roles, but we have so many plates that we have. All right. So now I have to know, yeah. Dawn, why did you originally join the 100-day home organization program, which you call a challenge?
Because I signed up for the 40-week and it wasn't going fast enough. I was,
and I don't do that anymore, people. The 40 week is gone.
Yeah. But so I had originally signed up for that to just do, like, you know, 15 minutes a week. And honestly, I have some attention problems, you know, a little, I've got depression issues, I've got, you know, all this stuff. But when I do something, I have to do it now. So the 100 day was more, you kept talking about it in your podcast, and I kept reading about it, and I kept going, I need to do that. I need to do that, because that's going to get me more focused on where I need to be. But I'm like, it's a lot of money.
It is. Like,
seriously. And then, but really, if you look at it, it's like, well, that's what I pay for one goat. So really, it's not a lot of money. But
so if you have goats, everyone who has goats, it's one goat.
But it just, it was. And then I'm like, you know what?
When did you join? Did you just join in the spring, or was it before that?
No, I joined. So it was last Christmas. Yeah.
Okay.
So it would have been, so it was the January session. And so really I'd kind of been doing, you know, with the 40 week, I'd kind of been doing it on my own. And then I jumped into the 100 day, and it really didn't go like I thought it would go, just because I'm like, okay, great. I'm going to have these email, you know, I'm going to have this, this, and this, and I'm just going to do it. And I kind of got distracted, and I ended up doing other things in my house, or I didn't really pay attention to what we were supposed to be doing. And so somebody posted, I think it was Tina had posted something about, I'm not getting along, but I'm supposed to be doing. And I'm like, yeah, I'm with ya. And all of a sudden Lisa's that. Like, you two are moving to the front of the class. And I'm like,
I did.
No, don't put me there.
Well, didn't you get, okay, so the first time through, so you did it one time through, and then we did it one time through together. So the first time through, you got through the kitchen.
After you called me out.
Yeah, you guys, it's not like just a passive Facebook group. No, I am in there.
Yeah. And if you don't get something done, it's like, what's the point of doing it? And that was it. It's like, I'm paying for something. And that was part of it, because I thought, okay, if I pay for it, then I have to do it. But then it was harder than what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like, okay, maybe I have a little magic wand and it's all going to be organized. Well, you don't do that. But let me tell you. Yeah. So after Lisa called me out, and I'm like, okay. So then I went through, I like within like 3 days, I did my whole kitchen, and didn't do laundry, didn't feed the kids. No, we did fast food.
As do I.
And I got done with that, and it was just like, whoa, this is awesome. Like, I'll have to go back and find my before and after pictures and send them to you, Lisa, so you can include it, because it was just like, I had stuff everywhere in that kitchen. It was like it's our landing point, but I got done with that, and my husband was like, whoa, is our whole house going to look like this? And then I went on and I did the master bedroom that first session. And then after that, I kind of petered off again, and I didn't really do anything else. Got busy with family, and I was just like, oh, I felt so great about the kitchen and the master bedroom. I'm like, okay, that's all I need to do this time.
And I would say that's almost everybody's first 100-day experience. So there are a lot of programs that you could buy for whatever, I don't know, learning Facebook ads or how to raise goats. There are lots of things out there that you can buy. And there are a lot of membership sites where you pay this fee, and it's every month, and you keep coming back. So when I designed the 100-day home organization program, I knew it would cost, you know, a considerable amount to join. Like, it's an investment. Mm-hmm. It's a decision that you make. But you make it one time, and I'm with you, like, literally for life. I'm not going anywhere. You may stop doing it, but I'm still going to be here talking about organizing. Because nobody, not even myself, can go through the 100-day program straight through. Nobody can do it. I mean, we live lives. So that's why it's a lifetime membership. And the other thing I say all the time is the 80-20 rule. So you spend 80% of your time in your kitchen and your master bedroom. So if you get your kitchen and master bedroom done, then 80% of your house is better off. Like, you probably don't even go into the storage room. So it's bothering you that it's not organized, but it's okay that it's not organized. So that was your first time through. That's a very typical first time through experience. And then I launch it again. And yes. Don't worry, I just talked to my Infusionsoft guys. So if you're already in the program, you're not going to get 80 emails like you usually do. I'm getting better. But when I launch it, every time I launch it, 3 times a year, I send all these emails like, come on, you going to join us? We're having a party. You want to come to the party? Join us.
And you want to come. If you're not in it, I promise you, I don't care how much you think it's going to cost you, because it probably costs 2 goats now. No, it doesn't, because the last one I bought cost. But anyways, but you want to join. I'm serious, girls. I mean, it's just like, it's something where you're kind of like, oh, I'm on the fence. I don't know if I want to do it. Let me tell you, this planner that you just sent us, that I'm like, oh my goodness.
You like it?
I love it. It's gonna, so it's just like, it's got the visual and you've got the Facebook support now. And it's just like, it's gonna be amazing. I cannot wait until this one starts, because I've been through it twice and I'm already like, okay, I got to change this, got to change that. But this planner, I'm itching to get to that first day to use it.
I love it. Got to give you guys little carrots. So, okay. So I launch again, you've gone through it. You did the first, pretty much the first 5 weeks you got through, and then you didn't do it. And then it was spring and nothing new had changed when you did it the second time, except that I offered this virtual organizing package. So you heard about the virtual organizing package. So what did you expect from that, and why did you sign up?
Well, I'll be honest. The only reason I signed up is because you said, if you want to do the virtual organizing with me, this is the last time I'm doing it. And then it's going to be with one of my girls. And I'm like, oh. And you had talked about FinCon last year, where you went and you did your, you know, your mastermind with your guy, and you're like, I want to be on your podcast. And, you know, this is, and I'm like, I'm like, okay, I just got to do it. Because if I don't, I'm going to be kicking myself that I didn't do it, and I can do it one time. And if it doesn't work, you know what, that's fine. And so I kind of went into it just kind of going, okay, I get to work with Lisa. Yay. You know, this is kind of cool. I get to talk to her with her. And I'll be honest, I was blown away. I was absolutely blown away with how much that helped me keep focused.
And did you think that, like, there's no way she can do this in 18 minutes?
Yes.
I know. And so I'm like really? Okay, people are going to be like, what is she? 18 minutes. She can't even give me any time. Like, but I'm just telling you, when you work with a professional organizer on the phone, like, after 15 minutes, your head's going to explode. You can't take in more than that. You have to implement. Okay. So we had our first call and I knew you had done the kitchen the last time, and you were already like motoring through the kitchen this time. So talk about our first call.
So our first call, that was, my paper was just like out of control. My dining room table, we hadn't been able to eat on our dining room table for, I don't know, we hadn't had a family meal for such a long time. And I'm like, this is crazy. And you came up with this great idea to turn my dining room into my office. And I'm like, well, really? And we started talking things through, and honestly, I can't even remember what it was like before, because it's so awesome now. And now I tell the kids, go put it on my desk. And they know, well, mom's desk is that little 8-cubby thing in the dining room. But I was just blown away. And you're right, because at 18 minutes, I'm like, oh, there's no way. Well, I think we only needed like 12 minutes that first time. And then we talked, you know, because you were just like, okay. I mean, I seriously, I would ask you something and you'd be like, yep, do it like this, blah, blah. And I'm like, are you kidding me? How do you do that so fast? I mean, and even later, I could just quick send you a picture 2 seconds before we're going to talk, and you've already got a solution when we start talking. I am blown away by how good. And I know too, just by going through your group now, that you're training your girls the same way. So you're a 365 or, you know, anyone that, if you sign up now for the ritual, the ones you're going to talk to, I mean, I don't know, Holly, the girls are just, they're all the same way. When you look in,
us organizers are all the same. Oh, we're weird.
It's serious. It's just like, how do you do that? How do you come up with a solution for something? You're not even in my house. I just sent you a picture, and yet you can come up with something that works for me.
So it's now let's be honest. When we did our first call, I suggested that you turn it into an office. Now, remember, yes, the 100-day home organization program is 15 minutes a day of organizing.
Right.
And Dawn did like 23 hours a day of organizing. Not quite that many.
Pretty close.
But I mean, you were like laser focused. This is it. I'm all in. We're going to do this. And honestly, the first couple of weeks, everything I suggested, there was something to buy. And I try to have it be like not buying anything, like using what you already have, but you needed to buy a new one of those IKEA 8-cube cubby things that now you can get everywhere, which is awesome. You can get them at Walmart, everywhere. You want the big ones, guys, not the little ones, the Better Homes and Gardens ones. You put that in and you were like done. And so we were doing the Voxer access. So talk about what you thought about Voxer and how Voxer worked for you.
I like Voxer. I'm just really, at first I was like, well, it's just kind of like messaging. I mean, I already have my iPhone. Can't we use that? But you can, I don't know. There's something about it. It was so nice to just be able to be like, okay, I can send Lisa this picture at 12 o'clock at night, or I can send her this and I don't have to worry about her phone ringing and waking her up or doing this or that. But it was just like, you were immediate too. It was just like, it was immediately.
I'm a little obsessive. I love it. Like, I don't have anything left to organize, people. Send me your pictures. I'm dying over here.
Right. It's just seriously, it's nice because you do, even though you're only getting that 18 minutes on the phone once a week, then that box, you know, that access to you, it's 24 hours. I mean, it really is. I mean, and I even, when we were doing, I remember then when we were doing my garage and then, and my husband was just like, it's got to be done, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, well, I usually don't do this, but if you want to, we can do two this week. And I'm like, oh my goodness, that's, you know, you're not getting paid any extra money for doing, you know, for squinching things in or for being on call or for, honestly, it's a steal. But that virtual organizing price, it's a steal for getting that one-on-one organizing time.
Yeah, you essentially get a professional organizer.
Yeah.
You just don't get her hands.
Right.
But you get her brain.
And I don't need your hands. I need your pushing me to go beyond what I think I can do and giving me, okay, this is, what if we try this? What if we try that? Because sometimes that's all you need is just a, well, what if? And then you're like, oh yeah. And then I have this and then I have that. And then it all kind of falls into place.
So like week two, we were still in the kitchen.
Yep.
And you wanted to solve the kids' breakfast situation. Oh, so tell us about that.
I hated that. Oh my gosh. So I had this cabinet beside my dishwasher and the shelves were not movable, nothing. So we just, there was cereal all over the place. The kids would pull a box out and then they wouldn't put it back in right, and then they just scrunch it in there, and I had cereal all over the floor. I'd be constantly sweeping cereal up. And so I sent Lisa this picture and she's like, oh, well, this is very unconventional, but, and it's gonna be coming out in my ADHD book, but this is what I do. You know, you take the bags out of the cereal, you roll them up, you put a little chip clip on them, and you put them in a bin. And I'm like, oh. And I'm like, oh, well, what about this? And then we moved it over into my cabinet and we made a whole breakfast cabinet. So we moved it. And so now I've got a place for my pancake grill, for my waffle grill, for my toaster. My toaster is no longer squishing the bread and this and that. I mean, I've got a bread box. It's nice. And I have not had cereal on my floor since we did that.
We just moved around what was in each of the cabinets.
Yep. And I didn't have to buy anything for that either because I already had
all the appliances. Okay. Yes. So you re-upped your virtual organizing. So when you buy the virtual organizing package, it's four sessions and then you can just keep renewing it. On your fourth session, we say, do you want to do another one? And you just buy the same link and you get another four. So you did it three times, I think, didn't we?
Yeah.
Do about 12 sessions. So we get towards the end.
Yeah.
And you're doing the garage. How big is your garage?
It's a two-stall garage.
Is it only two stall? It looks huge.
Yeah, but it's got two separate doors. And then there's a little bit of extra, like you've got the breezeway. So there's like a little step area. It's pretty big.
So you had that. Then remember she has goats. So you had another garage and you had like a shed thing, I think.
We live on 4 acres, so we have the house, we have the garage, and then we have 2 sheds. The one which I call my barn, and the other one which is just the shed. Like a
tool shed or whatever? Yeah. So in this garage, you had stuff from the flood, right? You had had a flood.
In September.
And everything was in the garage from the flood.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then you had a lot of built-in cabinets that were all full.
Yes.
And then you had a lot of other miscellaneous stuff. You know, you guys know garages, right?
Okay,
but this garage was full. Yeah. And you had like this tool shed where you had all these tools and all this other stuff.
Yep.
And you said to me, all right, it's time to do the garage. And I'm going to do this in one day. And I took one look at only the garage, not the tool shed. And I was like, there is no, I don't care if you have a bulldozer and 18 people, you are not getting that done. Of course, I did not say that.
So, no, you told me, you said, how long do you think it'll take? And I said, oh, maybe 4 hours.
Yeah. I was like,
yeah, right.
5 days in a row, maybe. So I then metered your expectations, but I did not want to dampen your spirit because this was like your big thing. And I didn't even know about, this is when I found out there was a business we were trying to get back to. I was like, oh my gosh, like this isn't just like, let's organize our house for the rest of our lives. Like we're supposed to be at work and we're not. Oh
yeah. And we're not.
So so it had been 12 weeks and I knew you could do it. I knew it was going to take 20 hours. How many, do you remember how many hours it took?
I want to say it took 23.
Okay. So I was right. I'm good at estimating. I knew.
Yeah.
But I also knew, if I gave you a reality check and an incentive that you could get it done.
Yeah.
So I let you know it was going to take more than 4 hours.
Uh-huh.
And I chunked it.
Which I did not believe you. I'm like, oh no, she has no clue Nobody how hard me. I can work.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
Yeah.
That's right. I quote our organizing jobs here in Cincinnati, and then I send the team in to organize. I think I've said this on the podcast before. And so Carol and Melissa will walk in and they'll be like, Carol will be like, there's no way we're getting this done. And Melissa says, how does Lisa know how long it's going to take? Carol goes, I have no idea. But she always seems to know. And then they'll be walking out at the end of the day and they'll go, yep, that's how long it took. I don't know how she does this. She just knows. I just know.
I
knew it was 20 hours. I figured it was 20 hours. So I did a couple of things. One, you were going to scan all of your photos at the same time too. I had you table that idea for another time.
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Two, I chunked it. I said, okay, these things are going to go to the shed, but they're not going to get organized. They're just going to get put there.
Yep.
These things are going to be donated. We kind of chunked it into a couple of things because you were going to do this in 1 week.
Yes.
And then I still knew that when you got to hour 8 or 10 or something, you were going to want to go play with a goat instead of finishing this job. But I also knew that hubby was like, this is it. We're checking this off. Like you really needed to do this.
Yeah.
So I offered you one of the Sunday basket prototypes, which I still haven't been able to show anybody because my patent still, the patent pending thing still hasn't come through. So you actually have one.
I do.
You have one and nobody has even seen them. So that was a fun little incentive.
And if you noticed that when you did the Sunday basket yesterday, I'm like, oh, I could take a picture like really close up and then nobody will see it's really with her Sunday basket.
So that was super fun. So now you have to tell me, you said when you first did the 100-day program all the way back in the beginning, your husband was on board once you got the kitchen done. What was it like with the virtual organizing? Because now you're like buying the 100-day program every month. Like, so what was he saying?
We both have our own spending money that we can, so like he does, like we each get so much a week and then we can spend it on what we want to spend it on. So I've been spending my money on it. So that wasn't an issue. He spends his on dirt bike stuff with our son, but so it was that, and I knew it was something that I'm like, you know how many hundreds of dollars I've spent on different, like, I mean, like you say, don't go out and buy the organizers and then bring them home and try to make them fit your space. Go through, declutter, figure out what you need, and then go buy your systems. Because if you go buy the systems and then bring them home, they're never going to work. And that's, I mean, it's true.
So that's great because we did your back haul. Let's talk about that. So in your back haul, I even had a plan of stuff to go buy and you got into the organizing part and ended up using what you already had.
Yeah.
So that was even better. So again, a lot of times it's getting the organizing done first before you even go buy those. Yes. So do you want to talk about that?
And oh yeah, that was awesome. So, and that was something that my husband wasn't totally on board with, because Lisa's suggestion was to, we have sliding doors, was to take the doors off. And so I took the doors off and I'm like, oh, I love this. I am never going back. And my husband for 3 weeks was like, are you putting those doors back on? Are you putting those doors back on? And my son, even Brandon, my 13-year-old, he's like, are you putting those doors back on? And I'm like, well, let's talk about this. And so we started talking about how now, instead of having to slide the door open and find the right bin to put your shoes in and this and that, I'm like, when you needed your, I can't remember what it was. He needed something, one of his dirt bike things. And I'd found it laying around the house. I threw it in his bin. And my bins are just like $3 laundry baskets from Walmart. They're not fancy bins. I already had them. And I'm like, weren't you happy? Didn't you know where to find it? He's like, oh yeah. He's like, yeah, don't put the doors back on. I like it without them.
You essentially have your own little school cubby area.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice. And it makes my entryway like twice as big, because I mean, it's really nice. It's, you know, you walk in, it's a separate entry area, you know, for the farm. And, but with four kids, there's not enough space. But once you take those doors off, there's space. And then I've got hooks that we can hang backpacks up. And then along the top, I labeled. I did go buy Home Depot bins, because I have this thing about, I'm sorry, everything has to match.
Yeah.
And so I had like some white and some black. And so I'm like, no. So I went and I bought all brown. And it looks nice too. So you can't even, now with the doors off, it's like it's all organized and all. It's not pretty. But I was going to keep going and working and pretty it up. And Lisa's like, no, you save that for the next 100-day challenge. Because right now we're just getting things functional. Use it, because you're going to use it. You're going to see that things change. And then, you know, you can make those changes the next time around. You're not trying to make everything perfect the first time. And if you do try to make everything perfect the first time, you're going to fail every time. You just need to make things better. You just need to do one thing and make them better. So,
okay, I have to know, now that your house is organized, because it is, like, how, now that it's organized,
yeah,
what is different in your home, your stress level, your parenting, your marriage, your work? Like, what's different?
Well, first of all, once we got it organized, I was able to say, okay, when we first started doing it, you're like, oh yeah, you'll go back to work in like August, maybe September, you know, we'll get through all this. And then, and I'm like, no, my husband is driving me crazy. No, I'm like, I need to be back to work now. And so we kind of morphed it into, switched it over from doing the 100-day home to, we did the one-on-one coaching calls the next time and worked through my business. So what's changed is now I'm able to give 8 hours a week to our electrical business. And like, they aren't going to be able to see it, but it's like, I have my Sunday basket sitting right here beside me and I've got my errands. See, I've got my little errand thing with all my bills that I paid, because let me tell you, I'm an accountant, but I don't like balancing my own checkbook. I don't like paying bills, and I don't know. But it's like, I can handle things now. Mm-hmm. I know where things are. My car tabs expired and I'm like, oh yeah, I threw those in that basket. Yeah, I better do that this week. So it's like, we went on vacation. Well, okay, this is the best thing. So how did it change? You go back to the very first. You go back to that first session we did. And then it was Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. And for Mother's Day, I went and bought myself a Mother's Day present, because that's how I work. I buy my own Christmas presents, buy my own birthday presents. Bought myself a goat for my birthday this year. But so I went and I bought myself a chaise lounge that I've always wanted. And I put it on our front porch. And Mother's Day, we had people over. But the day before, I had stuff organized. It's like, I was able to spent 2 hours sitting out on my front porch, doing my Bible study, catching up on reading. It's just like, it was unbelievable. I think I sent you a Voxer saying, look, I'm on vacation.
You did.
It's just like, oh my goodness. Normally you're spending, you know, the whole day the whole day, the whole night, everything getting ready when you have people over. And I didn't. My house was organized. So
would you say the 100 day program is easy, or that the virtual organizing calls are easy?
No.
Okay. I just want to get that out there. Well, you're not saying this is easy. Yeah, that's the right answer.
It's not easy. And honestly, I mean, you can do the 100 day in 15 minutes. You can spend 15 minutes and you can just do the bare minimum. But I mean, you really do. I mean, if you have to plan on getting up an hour earlier in the morning and spend that hour in the morning and just doing it and getting it out of the way, if you put more time in, you're going to get amazing results. I think a couple of times I did 15 minutes in one day and I'm like, I felt like I didn't get hardly anything done. But I'm also go set ready. It's like, you know, you don't get ready. You're go set ready.
Me too.
So yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you want to share?
I do my laundry all in one day. So that's the type of person I am. I don't like to do it bit by bit by bit, but honestly, it's like, I even bought my mom the 100 day for Christmas last year. And that's what you're talking about, the emails. Mm-hmm. You know, that she did some of it. She decluttered some of her closet and her clothes and stuff. And it's like, I'm going to make her listen to this and be like, okay, mom, now you're going to keep going through this and you're going to keep doing it because it makes a difference. It really does. Plus then you got me to sign up for Biz Chicks Live.
Yes, we are going to Biz Chicks Live together. Yeah! If anybody wants to join us.
If anybody wants to come. But yeah, it's like it changes your life. So it's worth it. I'm trying to get everybody I know to do the Sunday basket. And then I sent them all the back to school blitz stuff. I'm like, do this with me.
And then you went on vacation.
And then I went on vacation. So, but I cleaned my closet out before we left so that when I went shopping on vacation, I could add what I needed to my wardrobe. See?
Beautiful.
So it's amazing. You have to do it.
All right, Dawn, anything else you want to share?
Oh my goodness. Yes, the Sunday basket. So the Sunday basket workshops. Do you remember that when you did the Sunday basket workshops and I signed up right away? I'm like, I already have a Sunday basket, but I still want to do it.
Yes.
Even if you already have a Sunday basket and you've already been working, you need to sign up for the virtual or find a Sunday basket workshop organizer in your area. Because I learned things from doing that have completely revolutionized my Sunday basket, that the colored folder, you know, like what each color does and how this and this. It's because my Sunday basket, even though I was doing it, it didn't take off until after I did that workshop. Yeah. So I don't know. Anything else you want me to, it's like, just come buy everything she has.
I know. I think this was the good person to have on the podcast. I'm just sitting here smiling, doing nothing. Dawn does all of the work for me.
Oh, I love it. And if you're looking for fainting goats, so I have fainting goats. You need
I'm
to
like,
go
great.
Into-
now they faint. See? I don't get it. So I still don't get it. What are they doing? They're just standing over there and they just faint. Like, I was confused at goats and now these goats play dead. I mean, what is a fainting goat?
A fainting goat. Originally they were sacrifice goats. They got put out into the pasture in Tennessee with the good goats, the good meat goats. And then the coyotes would eat the fainting goat instead, you know?
Aww.
Yeah. But now they're basically pets. They still, you can still eat them. They're still meat
How many
goats.
Do you have right now? How many goats?
Right now, I only have 27.
Only 27.
Yeah, I know. That's what my husband says, too. But 14 of them are girls that I'm going to be breeding. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I'm going to have a lot of baby goats. I know. It's going to be great.
All right, send me pictures.
Uh-huh.
It's awesome. All I want to do is feed one with a bottle, but that's bad. You don't want to feed them with a bottle. That means they don't have a mommy, right?
Well, we lost one last year. And so we have a bottle baby and he's the sweetest thing ever. But
is he still in the bottle?
No, we weaned him a couple of weeks ago, but yeah. And if they have twins or triplets, sometimes you have to bottle feed, but the fainters are good moms. Oh yeah. I'm praying for
twins. So you could potentially have like 42 goats or something.
I could potentially get like 24 to 30 baby goats in the next.
Oh my gosh, that would be
months.
Like over 50 goats.
I know. Wouldn't that be awesome? Yeah,
for you,
it'd be great. Yeah, it would be.
All right, goats optional. You do not have to have goats to do the 100-day home organization program. Wow. So the program is open today. Registration is open today, August 18th through the 28th. We would love for you to join us. If you are not on the email newsletter list and did not get the email today about how to join, just go to organize365.com/100-days and join us. And if you're hearing this later and you're like, oh my gosh, I want to do it, don't worry. I do it over and over and over again. So you'll be able to join in late November for a start of January 1st. I do it 3 times a year, which match my 3 New Years that I have, the school year, the new year, and summer. We would love to have you join us. And don't worry, Dawn is in the Facebook group and you'll be able to see her little yellow smiley faces in person.
And I'll start posting goat videos.
Thanks. Thanks, Dawn, for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.